Next up, you will be listening to United Way Community Connections with Mike Affelberg.
United Way Community Connections. United Way Community Connections broadcasts every Monday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WSMN. In United Way Community Connections, you will be introduced to leaders from all of the great nonprofits in Greater Nashua. From caring for our children to our seniors, from helping our homeless pets to our at-risk vets, from learning the skills to get your GED, to dealing with trauma and substance abuse. Community Connections is the place to learn with Mike Affelberg about what's going on. Learn how you can help and make a difference from the experts. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy the show, which is making a difference in Greater Nashua. Here's your host, Mike Affelberg.
Well, good morning, Nashua. This is the United Way Community Connections radio show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg, and today's date is April 29th, 2024. So just one more show this month of April, and then it's May. And, you know, I would say April is kind of going out a little bit like a lamb, and you know, who knows? But I think they, you know, always, they normally say May comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. April seems to be doing actually that this month. I hope you had a great weekend. It was pretty nice, I have to say. We had a really fun weekend. You know, had a Passover dinner with our kids and with some friends on Friday night. And then went over to some neighbors for dinner Saturday and just chilled out on Sunday. my wife and I discovered a new TV show, one of our things that we do, like as do probably most, many of you, is occasionally binging TV shows. Our some of our friends turned us on to a show that we had never ever heard of before, and that's called Derry Girls. Derry as in like Londonderry, Derry, not Derry, and it's just hilarious. It's on Netflix, 3 seasons only. Show is about a group of young ladies in Ireland growing up during the time of the Troubles and their escapades as high school students. You know, what they get into, and it, you know, there's the background of the, you know, the Troubles, you know, IRA and bombings and stuff like that, but that's really not the show's not really all about that. It's really about this group of girls and, what they do and, you know, the times. And it's hilarious, honestly. It's really quite humorous. What I will tell you is, and one of our neighbors turned us on to this suggestion, is when you watch it, if you watch it, be sure to turn on the subtitles. Because it is in English. Obviously, they're in Ireland. They're not talking a lot of Gaelic. So it is, you know, basically the English language. But the heavy accents are just so much that without the subtitles turned on, I got to be honest, I wouldn't understand like a tenth of what they're saying. So turn on the subtitles, enjoy the show. It's called Derry Girls, and it's on Netflix. You know, other than that, I'm hoping everybody's week is off to a fantastic week. I know that ours is at United Way. We have, you know, a little bit of a quieter week this week, but, you know, quieter than what? Quieter than last week. Last week was, you know, so much going on. On Tuesday, we had our community baby shower, which was just amazing. And thank you so much to all of our Day of Caring sponsors. To all the partners that came to support the families that were referred to us for the baby shower, to those of you who took up collections and made donations of items. It was just a wonderful day. We ended up with about 75 families coming through. Because it was during school vacation week, there were more children than we'd seen in the past and more dads than we'd seen in the past, which was really pretty nice. You know, it was the weather was magnificent. It's an outdoors event, so I always worry about the weather, but yeah, not this year. This year, Mother Nature made nice for the community baby shower at United Way. So thank you to everybody. You know, this was our second Day of Caring this year, our first being the Shoebox Project. And next up is our big community-wide food drive. That's our Kevin Slattery community-wide food drive. In June, there is information on our website. If you go to the events tab at UnitedWayNashua.org, UnitedWayNashua.org, go to the events tab, and there's, it's kind of calendarized. You can scroll down and you'll find in June the Kevin Slattery Memorial Community-Wide Food Drive. Click into that and you'll see how do you volunteer to support that event. That's a big deal. Brings in a lot of food, thousands of pounds of food for our local food pantries throughout the community, throughout the region. So we're pretty excited about that coming up. But this is going to be a little choir week. Now, we're really ramping up to some stuff right now. Coming up in, of course, June, I mentioned the Slattery Food Drive, but we also in June have Over the Edge, and that's our seventh year of doing Over the Edge. It's about 100 people have already signed up and are raising money, and like two dozen organizations participating. So we're pretty excited about Over the Edge coming up in June. There is still some time if you want to sign up to be on the United Way team. Please do so. That, again, is on the events page. There's a button there that says, to donate. And you click into that, that takes you to the web page for Over the Edge. And that's where you can see join this team or join the event. And, of course, if you have any questions about that, you know, and it seems hard to do, reach out to me, United Way. I can walk you through it. But that's coming up in June as well. We have a little miniature Day of Caring coming up in May. That is at Touchstone Farm out in Wilton. That's, will be a little miniature day. We're calling it like horsing around at Touchstone Farm. Lots of opportunities for people to sign up for that. Should be fun. We're going to be cleaning up around the paddocks and just getting them ready for the summer. It's a great nonprofit, terrific opportunity to sign up and support them. We also have a couple of, fundraising events going on. So we have around Mother's Day weekend, two different events that I wanted to mention. First of all is, I consider it a Day of Caring. It's really not exactly listed as Day of Caring, but it certainly is a day in which we express our love and appreciation and caring. So it's the Mother's Day bouquets of flowers for homeless moms. So we've done this for many years now, well over a decade. Every year on Mother's Day, we reach out to the nonprofits in our community where homeless mothers live. And those are places like Mary's House and Family Promise and Front Door Agency and Gianna's Place, Nashua Soup Kitchen, Marguerite's Place. So a number of different agencies where there's moms, and we find out how many do they have. And then our volunteers will take flowers and boxes and cards and box it all up and make beautiful bouquets that we then distribute also through volunteers back to those same agencies. So every year, it's typically around 150 moms will get a bouquet of flowers for Mother's Day, and that's just a special treat for them on their special day. These are moms that a lot of times would get forgotten on Mother's Day, to be honest. And our job, our goal is really to put a smile on their face and remind them that there's a community around them that cares and is thinking of them on Mother's Day. So that's coming up. There's still time to donate to that, too. If you go to our webpage, unitedwaynashua.org, you'll see right in the middle of the homepage is a place to donate. It's about $12 per bouquet for us to put all this together. It's not a fundraiser. It's really just pays for itself. So go ahead, and if you want to make a pitch in a donation, $12 is one mom, one bouquet, and we would love that and appreciate the support. So that's coming up. And then that very same weekend, Friday of Mother's Day weekend, is second annual wine tasting event at United Way. We did this last year for the first time. This is a little fundraiser. This takes place at Fulcino Vineyard in Hollis, a really lovely location, a nice winery really close by. And the owner there, Al Fulcino, is going to this year regale us with stories about the history and culture of wine and winemaking from his perspective as an Italian-American and running a vineyard. We're going to have wines to taste, and we're going to have a personal charcuterie board for each person and some raffle prizes. Really lovely evening. This is it, guys. If you have not got your special gal a Mother's Day gift yet, this is your opportunity to make up for that and get her something nice. So that's a Mother's Day weekend. Friday of that weekend is the second annual wine tasting event with United Way. That's about it, what I wanted to just kind of mention. There's, of course, lots going on in our community. Today we're going to hear from two organizations that do serve our community in different ways, very different ways. We're going to be interviewing our friends from AARP. That's the American Association for Retired People. AARP is an organization that's a national organization, but it has also a local presence, right, and a statewide presence. So we're going to hear from AARP about what they're doing to help support our community and keep people, you know, safe, healthy, connected, strong. And then we're going to take a break after that for our sponsors. This is sponsored radio, and we appreciate all of our sponsors for helping us to bring the show to the air. After our break there, we're going to listen to an interview with our friends from the Nashua Community Music School. We're going to have Cody on from the Nashua Community Music School to talk with us about what they're doing. And that's about it. So, and that'll take us to the top of the hour. So you're listening to the United Way Community Connections radio show. Again, it's April 29th, 2024. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg, and we'll be back in just a minute with our first interviews with AARP.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. When a low-income child needs access to dental care, or parents need quality after-school programs where their kids can learn and be safe, United Way is there. When a person with disabilities needs a supportive day program where they can thrive, or a family loses its home and needs a place to regain financial stability, United Way is there. When a homebound senior needs food and supportive social connections, or when it comes time to die with dignity, United Way is there. The programs supported by your United Way are the heart and soul of Greater Nashua. When you volunteer or donate to United Way, you lift up the community where you live and you work. As a highly regarded nonprofit with Charity Navigator and GuideStar, you can be sure that your donations will be used for the work of making Greater Nashua stronger, smarter, and safer. Learn more and connect with us at UnitedWayNashua.org.
We all wander. The rocky beaches beckon, the mystical forest calls, and the steep hills of life lure us up and down. Sometimes we lose our way. It's okay. Come home to Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, a leader in behavioral health counseling. We take true pride in caring for you, yours, and our community's mental health and well-being. We're in this together, guiding you through whatever life throws your way. Life has a way of doing that. Get well. Get back to wandering. The world awaits. If you or someone close to you needs competent mental health care, call Wanderlust Therapeutic Services at 603-889-3553. Conveniently located at 400 Amherst Street in Nashua, right off Exit 8 on Route 3.
Thank you.
CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to CrossNetInc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT Services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run. Well, good Monday morning and welcome to the United Way Community Connections Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. We are here every Monday from 9 to 10 a.m. talking with nonprofits, organizations, community leaders, and volunteers who are making a difference in the lives of everyday Greater Nashuans. And so it's a great show to listen to if you want to learn more about what's going on in your community and how you can get involved, what services are available for people that might be in need of some kind of support. This is a great way to learn about that. Just tune in each week, Monday morning at 9 a.m. So I'm pretty excited today. We've got Christina Fitzpatrick with us here in the studio. And Christina is the state director of AARP New Hampshire, an organization that I'm sure many of you listening in have heard of and probably don't know as much as you might think about. Christina, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's Christina, not Christine, right?
That is right.
Okay, good. So, and you're the state director of AARP.
That's right. I started here about a year and a half ago.
Very good. And did you move here from somewhere else?
I did. I worked for AARP's national office in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
for about 15 years and then moved here to take this job as state director.
Well, welcome to New Hampshire, for starters.
Thank you.
I also moved here years ago and love it here, but I always learn new things every year, and it seems like there's always something new going on. So we appreciate you being here with us today. So tell us a little bit about AARP in general. What is essentially the mission of the organization? How does it support the community? And then we'll talk about maybe ways in which people might get services and or get involved with the organization.
Great. AARP's mission is to empower people to choose how they live as they age. So that's a broad mission, and it means a lot of different things. We have activities in the state that we advocate for the interests of people 50 and older and their families. We educate people in a wide variety of ways. And we help to make stronger communities. So that's by providing events that bring people together and by supporting things like open spaces and easier ways to walk and sidewalks and things like that to help make communities stronger.
Well, I have to say that is so important, especially sometimes people don't realize this. I know you and I know this, but that New Hampshire is a rapidly aging community, state, aging more rapidly than the rest of the country for the most part. I think we're the second oldest by average years. I think only behind either Maine or Vermont at this
Maine
point.
At Maine at this point, yep.
People always think about, when I think about aging communities, I think there's this mind, people like gravitate towards the Floridas and the Arizonas of the world, but don't think of us really. And aging is really important here.
That's right. That it is the second oldest state in the country and projected to get more so. And so it's important for us to be thinking ahead to what that means for our communities, our healthcare system, and it touches every aspect of our lives.
Absolutely does. So what are some of the ways in which AARP then helps to prepare the community to be ready for that and for people to live and age in a healthy way?
One great program we have is called the Community Challenge Grant Program. And this is something that happens, we take applications every spring, and the winners are about to be announced. And these are for, we call them quick action projects, so that they apply in the spring, they work over the summer and early fall, and then by October, November, we want these projects to be complete so that there's something to point to, a, a concrete improvement in the community. So, for example, up in Littleton, we helped them buy some equipment so that they could broadcast their city council, their town council meetings and things like that, so that people, if they couldn't get to the meeting in person, they would still be able to observe what was going on, and other kinds of community events could also be broadcast. We've helped different local theaters improve their systems for helping people who are hard of hearing,
sure,
to hear better, and a lot of different outdoor projects. So community centers, helping them buy giant Jenga games and giant Connect Four and other cornhole and things like that. So ways that people can come together and intergenerationally and just help people get out, because social isolation can be such a devastating problem.
Yeah, there's no question that that's true. I know we see that quite a bit in some of the digital equity work that we get involved with, and people who, you know, are homebound and sometimes don't not just have the ability to do things like access telemedicine, but beyond that, have the ability to access a broader community if they are in fact homebound. So it's true, and social isolation is a growing problem in our communities.
Yeah, we've been involved with the digital equity work as well, and one of the things we're focused on is that it's not enough if somebody has the right cables going to their house. They need to know how to use.
For sure,
you know,
that's
if they
true.
Don't have a device, they need a device, and they need help with how you do that. Like, how do you navigate a website? How do you, if you have a telemedicine, how do you log on to that? And so it's going to take some one-on-one effort, and whether that means people go to the library to get instruction or a senior center or whatever, they need that if they're really going to be able to take advantage.
I think that's 100% true. One of the things that we've started doing whenever we give somebody a laptop computer through our program is I don't just hand them the computer. We'll say, okay, now here's, we need to sit down for a few minutes, turn the computer on, show you how to connect it to your Wi-Fi, show you how to launch a browser, make sure Microsoft Word works. You know, just you know, it only takes 10 or 15 minutes, but how many of us over the years have bought computers in a box in a store, or more lately had it shipped to our home, and you unpack it and you're like, now what do I do? And hopefully it works, and usually it does, but you know, for people who aren't used to that, that's hard.
It is. And even little things, like you go to a website and you see those three parallel lines.
Right.
And we all know that if you click on that, you're going to see a menu of options so that you can find what you want to find. But if you've never seen that before, how
know,
would you know?
Know that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Or how do you know if a website is secure or not? Mm-hmm. And so, which gets you also into the internet security stuff, too. So that's good. Christine, I wanted to ask, are there ways in which people can volunteer with AARP? Such a big organization. There must be a ton of opportunities, I'd imagine.
We do have a lot of opportunities. We have 135 volunteers across the state, and they do a wide variety of activities. So I'll just give you a few examples. One is that we have a presence at the State House where we are trying to advocate for bills that will improve life for people 50 and older and their families. And we have probably 30 volunteers who are involved with us there. So we meet weekly to talk about strategy. We attend hearings and make calls to encourage lawmakers to vote one way or the other. And we try to educate people about the issues and sort of why we have the positions that we do. We have a speakers bureau. We have community groups in Manchester, Concord, and the Seacoast that they meet monthly, they plan events, and they plan community service activities as well. We have free tax preparation. We have a program called Driver Safety that helps people to make sure that they stay safe on the road. And we get involved with elections, so making sure that people know where candidates stand on the issues and that they know how to cast a ballot.
Do you do any kind of programming to help people to get to elections? I know that that's always an issue that comes up, and I see that every 4 years, really every 2 years, like, how do I get to the polls? And it seems like there should be like a big program to do that, but I don't know anybody that does. Do you do that at all?
We don't do that, no.
Help to get out the vote for people who can't drive, right?
Right. Exactly.
It's interesting. It's an interesting scenario. Like, how do you, we have great options for people. We make it pretty easy to vote, but only if you can get there. And then you, or if you can't, then how do you plan an absentee ballot and all of that stuff? It's complicated.
Right. And that's one of the things, right? Like we people need to know how to get an absentee ballot, how they would qualify, and they need to have easy access to the polls. So, for example, there's a bill in front of the state house right now that would change some of the ways that you can how you can cast a ballot, what kind of ID you can present, and things like that. And if you don't have it, you have to go home and come back. And if it's already been hard for you to get to the polls, that's tough.
Right.
So we want people to have alternatives so that, you know, if you don't have your ID with you, you have a week in order to produce it and prove you are who you say you are. And so that kind of thing of making it so everybody who's eligible to vote can vote, knows what they need to do, is really, really important.
Yeah, that's no question about it. And that's even more important when you compound it with age and transportation and ability to get around, that type of thing. 134 volunteers, you said?
Yep.
And you're looking for more, I presume, all the time?
Always.
So your tax program is interesting. I know that you do a volunteer-free tax prep program for people who are, how old? How do you qualify for that program typically with AARP?
You have to be 50 and older.
50 and older. But then, and any income requirements, or it's just based on age?
Just based on age.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's really great. And how many, do you any idea how many of those returns? You guys must do a lot of those, thousands of them, I'd imagine.
I would imagine, you know, I don't have the numbers.
I know that
right now,
I know last week was tax week, so mm-hmm. It's probably a little fresh, and it is a lot, absolutely. And you do that here in our community as well. I know that.
Yeah, they're all over the state. It's really a fantastic program, and the volunteers who do it are just so dedicated because it takes a lot of hours,
yeah.
A lot of training, and then a lot of hours to people commit to help others file their taxes.
Yeah, for sure. That's true. What are some of the things that we might not know about AARP that are sort of hidden gems that we just probably should be aware of but don't really quite know about?
We offer a lot of events in the community. So, for example, coming up in May, we're going to have a nature walk in Merrimack. Somebody who knows a lot about the outdoors. This one's going to focus on birding, but also just like going on a nature walk and just being in nature can be so healing, I think, to just really pay attention to what's around you. We sponsor things like mini golf. That's going to be coming up in Concord. We have a lot of online programs that are fun, so a yoga class, paint and sip, where you get some materials and then somebody walks you through how to make a painting. And this month is, we do this every month. This month is a really cute goat. I can't imagine doing this, you know, it turning out well, but people really do. It's really great instruction. We have online cooking classes and we have some informational programming. So, for example, coming up in May, we're having the president of NHPR come on to talk to, the program is called Navigating the Media Maze. And it's about how to avoid fake news, stay online, talk about what kind of role artificial intelligence is having and how we all need to be even more careful to make sure that the news we're getting is correct.
Yeah, that's very true. I was with some friends on Saturday, and one of them said they went to a bar, and they were in the back room or something. There was a TV on, and there was a news channel on. It was very much a fake news, really fake news TV show. And they're like, it was just playing. And we pointed out to our server, like, that's not really legit. Maybe we should find something else. And it's true. It's hard to know what is real and what is not real. That's become more and more complicated for sure.
It really is. It's scary because how do you know what's true? We already have, you know, divisions in our community.
Yeah.
With people trusting different sources of information. But if some of the information out there is just completely fake, then where are we?
And that's getting even more complicated nowadays with the advent of artificial intelligence. And I was at a ribbon cutting for Riviera University's new business wing. And they have a cybersecurity program there. And the instructor showed a video that had just been released about maybe 3 weeks ago that went completely viral, millions of hits on YouTube, of a supposed upcoming release of a brand new James Bond movie. And with the actors and actresses, and totally fabricated, completely fabricated. And so realistic looking, I would have been like, hey, honey, look, there's a new Bond coming out.
Right, right. They're a billion. And we saw that, you know, in the presidential primary with those fake robocalls.
The robocalls,
that
right.
That sounded like Joe Biden.
Yep.
And that's something else. We're going to have the Secretary of State talking to us in a few weeks on a phone interview. And so he'll be sharing with us. He testified in front of Congress
yep.
about this and what can be done to help with it. And he's going to be sharing information both about that and about some upcoming deadlines. So if people want to change their political party before the primary in the fall, they need to do that by the first week of June.
Very good. Before we cut to break, I wanted to just ask, how do people learn more? What's the website? All of that kind of stuff.
Our website is aarp.org/NH. We have a Facebook page that you can search for, and we have different things that you could sign up for to get our newsletter and things like that, so you know all about upcoming events.
Thank you so much, Christina. I really appreciate all the work you do. It's so helpful in our community. As we said, an aging demographic, and AARP is becoming more and more relevant really by the year. So thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been great.
Been speaking to Christina Fitzpatrick, State Director for AARP of New Hampshire. Going to take a quick break now and give our sponsors a chance to talk about them, their services. We're so grateful for their support to help us to bring this show to the air. After the break, we'll be back on the other side with our friends from the Nashua Community Music School. You're listening to the United Way Community Connections radio show, and I'm your host, Mike Affelberg.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to crossnetinc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
We all wander. The rocky beaches beckon, the mystical forest calls, and the steep hills of life lure us up and down. Sometimes we lose our way. It's okay. Come home to Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, a leader in behavioral health counseling. We take true pride in caring for you, yours, and our community's mental health and well-being. We're in this together, guiding you through whatever life throws your way. Life has a way of doing that. Get well. Get back to wandering. The world awaits. If you or someone close to you needs competent mental health care, call Wanderlust Therapeutic Services at 603-889-3553. Conveniently located at 400 Amherst Street in Nashua, right off Exit 8 on Route 3.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. When a low-income child needs access to dental care, or parents need quality after-school programs where their kids can learn and be safe, United Way is there. When a person with disabilities needs a supportive day program where they can thrive, or a family loses its home and needs a place to regain financial stability, United Way is there. When a homebound senior needs food and supportive social connections, or when it comes time to die with dignity, United Way is there. The programs supported by your United Way are the heart and soul of Greater Nashua. When you volunteer or donate to United Way, you lift up the community where you live and you work. As a highly regarded nonprofit with Charity Navigator and GuideStar, you can be sure that your donations will be used for the work of making Greater Nashua stronger, smarter, and safer. Learn more and connect with us at UnitedWayNashua.org. Well, good Monday morning and welcome to the United Way Community Connections Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. It's Monday, April 29th, 2024. You know, the show that you're listening to, we're here each and every Monday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. talking with community leaders and volunteers and organizations about what they're doing in Greater Nashua to make this place where we live and work stronger, smarter, safer, healthier, and happier. And if you listen each week, you're going to learn a little bit about those organizations and people. You're going to get an idea about what services are available in the community. And you're also going to know, how do you give back? How do you volunteer? How do you donate? How do you help support the work is going on in our communities? So with no further ado, I'm super excited to have with me back for, I think, the third time.
Yeah.
Cody Switzer. Cody is the assistant director at the Nashua Community Music School. Cody, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
So how are you doing? You survived the winter. I know you're from the South, right? So we talked about this your first time. You survived. We survived the winter. We made it.
At this point, it's been I think this is year three, winter number three. So I feel like I've adapted. I've gotten the proper clothing, know how to dress in layers unlike I did last time. So I'm a little bit more adapted to this.
Fantastic. You know, and I have to say, Mother Nature is letting you off a little bit light. Too. Mm-hmm. I know that our environment, our climate is changing so rapidly in northern New England.
Yeah.
I know that when my wife and I moved here, it was only like 25 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. But it was so different. I mean, the winters were serious winters, yep. And you could almost count it, like looking at the calendar, you knew it was going to snow maybe the week before Thanksgiving, and it was going to be cold enough that snow stuck on the ground until May. And that just hasn't been the case at all.
People keep telling me about that all the time. Like,
it's not going to happen.
And
again.
I'm just like, I guess I missed out on that one.
Did miss out. I think we need to all move a little bit further north, maybe to, I don't know, Hudson Bay or something like that. But anyway, welcome back to our show. Good to see you again. So let's jump right in. Nashua Community Music School, one of our community's hidden gems. People don't know as much as they should. And I want to just start with some basics. Tell us about what you do at the Nashua Community Music School.
So we're a nonprofit 501c3. Our mission is to provide innovative music programming, the programming that is accessible to all. We're located on the top of Main Street on 2 Lock Street next to First Church. And we accomplish our mission through a variety of ways, including private music lessons, which are affordable and can also provide financial aid if you need. We also provide music therapy, which we can talk about more, which we also provide financial aid for. And we also do music outreach programs, such as our musical playgroup, which provides live music experience for parents and their 5-year-olds. We also go to all 7 of the Title I elementary schools for their 21C, 21st Century Extended Day program as well. And there are other programs that we do, but that's a smattering of how we accomplish our mission.
Fantastic. Now, one of the things since the last time we spoke, I'm going to just point this out because this is a scam.
and everybody should know about it. And I know other people have gotten hit by it. But Lindsay, your director, actually taught me about this. I got an email from somebody saying, I have a baby Yamaha baby grand piano I'd like to donate to a local organization, a nonprofit. I thought, well, that's pretty great. And so I emailed back and said, this is fantastic. Send me some information about the make, the model, the year, maybe some pictures, and I'll reach out to local nonprofits to see who might want that. That sounded great. And so this person did. And I forwarded it to Lindsay and said, what do you think? Do you guys want this piano? And she said, Mike, that is a scam. There are a lot of people out there with the baby grand Yamaha piano scam. I said, oh, come on. Who would do that? She said, So I emailed the person back and I said, this is great. Can you tell me where it is in Nashua for me to pick up? And they emailed back right away. Oh, no, it's not in Nashua. It's in North Carolina. You just need to pay the shipping costs. It's in storage right now, and I'm moving to France in 2 weeks. You just need to pay the shipping costs to get it to you. And that's where the scam is. So you pay literally a couple thousand dollars to supposedly, quote unquote, ship your donated piano.
Yeah.
And then the person just disappears. Ugh. And I thought, oh, that's horrible. So dial forward about a month. One of my friends who's actually in the IT services business gets the same email and forwards it to me and says, Mike, do you know who might want a great baby grand piano? I'm like, well, let me tell you something, my friend. So thank you to Lindsay for that. Yeah. Who knew that, right?
Unfortunately, it's happened too many times. So we have to be more, which is frustrating because some people will come to us wanting to donate a legitimate piano, wanting to legitimately donate a piano, and we have to be a bit more like...
A bit cautious, right?
Exactly.
It's unfortunate. Yeah. So what are some of the things, some of the programs at the Community Music School that we should know about that we don't? You know, because you have a lot of different programs. What are some of the hidden gems, if you will?
Excuse me. So one of the programs I like to always highlight is our music therapy program. And I always like to just pull it up on our website so I can be able to better explain the music therapy program for y'all. But we just recently hired a new, within the last few months, hired a new director of music therapy. Her name is Crystal Bloom. If you're wondering what music therapy is, it's an evidence-based practice that uses music as a primary tool to fulfill non-musical goals in areas such as cognition, social and emotional skills, physical skills, academic skills, spirituality, and quality of life. And a quick example is that is if someone suffered a tremendous stroke and is having physical disabilities because of that, there is studies showing that music therapy can help folks like communicate a bit better, walk if they have lost the ability to walk through that stroke. They can also help out with PTSD issues. So in that similar vein, we go out to organizations like Marguerite's Place.
Sure. Yeah.
Marguerite's Place, where we help out older folks as well as the younger unit. We also go to the Nashua Soup Kitchen and we provide music therapy services there as well. And we're even offering music therapy services to any businesses who may want to have like a workshop. Have a music therapy workshop and want to help improve the progress and the mental health stability of their workforce. So, yeah.
So you use the term evidence-based in there. You threw it in just sort of by the by, but it's important to note that evidence-based programs means that they have been tested, that there's data to back up their efficacy, and that's something that, you know, just to use plain language, really works. It's been proven to. So that's fantastic. Very innovative. And appreciate you mentioning all of that.
And I just recommend anybody who wants to learn more about it, like I can be able to espouse upon it as much as I can. But if you want to give us a call at 603-881-7030 to talk to our director of music therapy or learn a little bit more about that and how it can impact your life, we'd love to be able to chat with you.
Fantastic. Now, you also do some summer camps at the school, right?
We do, yeah.
Is it too early to start talking about summer?
No, it is not.
It's never too early in New Hampshire to start talking
especially
about
when today's
summer.
Up getting up to 70 degrees.
So. Yeah, so summer is just around the corner, like 2 months out.
Yep.
And what do you do during the summer at the music school?
So during the month of July, we have a variety of programs for kids 7 to 10 and 8 to 14 as well. So we have like little kid programs that are half day that we have a partnership with the Parks and Rec Department that are outdoor at Greeley Park. We also do full day camps that are happening at the Nashua Community Music School. We do offer some early drop off and late pickup as well. And some of the programs that we include music around the world where kids explore different cultures and different music styles from around the world. We also have our Latin Music Week, which is a new camp that we have going on where we celebrate the Latin culture of the city of Nashua. I've had conversations with folks from NHPBS and all that to be able to figure out how we can be able to best serve our Hispanic population through that camp. We also have Latin Music Camp Junior for kids. That's a half day. And at the end of the week, we have a concert that'll celebrate all of the Hispanic culture within Nashua. So that's just a little small sample of that.
So there is a lot going on during the summer, and people can learn more about all of that, I know, on your website. Yeah. And I found it just by Googling Nashua Community Music School. It came right up, but it's nashuacms.org.
Correct, yes.
What are some of the ways in which people can get involved with volunteering with your organization?
So you can go online and be able to register as a volunteer, and it sends me an immediate email. If you don't want to go through that process, you can also send info@nashuacms.org an email, and that will be able to add you into our volunteer base. We actually have a couple of events coming up this month that we do need volunteer assistance with. So we have at the end of the month our student recitals. End of May. Yes.
Okay.
Right? Still April today. At the end of May and June 1st, we have our student recitals, which celebrates all the hard work our adults and our young child students have been working on for the last few months. And we also are going to be participating at the Fairgrounds Elementary School Resource Fair and for the Summer Fun Day kickoff event for Parks and Rec, and we require some volunteer assistance for that. So if you want to be able to know how you can help out with those events and any other future events, give us a call at 603-881-7030 or shoot us an email, info@nashuacms.org.
That's great. Thank you, Cody. How did you get involved with this kind of work?
Like with the school or just a nonprofit work in general?
Well, you know, let's start with nonprofit work in general and then talk about the school and music.
Cool. Well, I'll start off with music because that goes a little further back. I've been studying guitar and music since I was maybe 13, 14, 15 years old. Music always just felt like the best way of communicating. I was a very shy, awkward human being growing up, so guitar was a way of communication. Then as I got older, I majored in guitar performance and like got better at communicating without the guitar always. And then when I got my master's degree, I did arts administration because I wanted to learn how I could be able to use music to help my community and to build community around me. Because one of my favorite things growing up was hanging out with my grandparents and seeing everybody come up to them and say hello and be such a positive community force. And I thought, what better way can I be able to do that in whatever community I live in through the arts and through nonprofit work and helping people? And then I moved up here in 2020 with my wife, and I started working at the Nashua Community Music School as just a guitar teacher. And then a year ago this February, I actually, the previous assistant director went to be a full-time mother, position opened up, and I was able to get in there. And now I'm able to accomplish like exactly what I want to do is help the community that I love this community that I'm a part of, honestly. And being from the South, it's really surprising that I found so much home here in New England. So my parents quasi don't like the fact that my accent is starting to change a little bit. But other than that.
Well, you have definitely moved from one part of the country where there's a strong accent to another part of the country where there's a strong accent.
Yes.
I mean, I grew up in California, and it's a fairly neutral accent out there, especially the part of the state where I was. Mm-hmm. And I have also lived in the South and bounced around a little bit. And everywhere I go, I tend to pick up just a little bit of my accent, you know, from the local area. And I have mostly lost most of my ability to pronounce the letter R at this point, which is sad and sorely missed. Mm-hmm. But that's funny that your parents feel that way. And you're also quite an accomplished guitarist at this point as well.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. I tend to be very self-deprecating when it comes to that. But no, I enjoy, I love playing solo works on classical guitar, but I also teach a variety of different styles. Just emphasizing, I got my classical guitar performance degree from the University of Alabama, Roll Tide, all that. And I still I still play all the time. In fact, I'm doing duos with a singer. We're doing Renaissance lute songs, pairing it with Beatles tunes. We'll be doing that for the Coliseum Senior Residence for one of the Motivate with Music programs here. I love playing guitar. I also like to play banjo and mandolin as well. So
That's fantastic. Banjo is one of my favorites to listen to.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Being an old Pete Seeger fan. And it's a hard instrument to play. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of strings.
So a lot of strings, and you got to. I typically use my fingers and fingernails for guitar, but for that I have to use metal finger picks and a plastic thumb pick in order to get the sound I want to get out.
Now, have you been out to Portsmouth to the Prescott Park Arts Festival?
No, I have not. No.
So have you heard about that?
No.
Okay. So every summer there's a park near right by Strawberry Bank in Portsmouth called Prescott Park. Just go online to Prescott Park Arts Festival, and they have almost every day of the week they have movies and a play and musicians that come, and it's almost all basically free for donation only. You sit out on the lawn and put out your picnic basket. But what's remarkable about it is some of the talent that comes to these essentially free concerts is just remarkable. Mentioning the banjo, of course, when you mention the banjo, you have to say Bella Fleck at the same time. I saw Bella Fleck and his wife there 2 years ago. Totally free concert, just sitting outside. 99% of the people had no idea who they were listening to.
Wow.
And it's like, oh, that's like going into the Louvre and saying, oh, that's a nice little painting of that woman over there in the corner.
Yeah.
What is that? And it was just amazing.
Yeah.
So yeah, check it out this summer with your wife. It's Prescott Park's Art Festival. Just fantastic.
Nice.
We're about out of time, Cody. I just wanted to thank you for coming on the show again today.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Well, it's great. And the website is nashuacms.org, Nashua Community Music School. And there's opportunities there to learn about the programs coming up, some of the summer stuff going on, some of the stuff in May still happening.
If I may, just to throw out one more free program. Free program. I mentioned this earlier as a volunteer opportunity, but this is free for all the folks to be able to join in on. Is our student recitals happening on May 31st for adults at 7:30, and then we have four different concerts on Saturday, June 1st for all different ages, and you can find that online at nashuacms.org.
Fantastic, Cody. Thank you again for coming on, and hope you have a fantastic day.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. So you've been listening to the United Way Community Connections radio show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. We will be back next Monday at 9 a.m. with another set of interviews with local nonprofits and organizations and community leaders. Please tune into that. And until next week, please remember at least our golden rule at United Way, which is be kind to one another, because great things really do happen when we live united.